One of the great joys of urban living is finding those special, off-the-beaten-path, hole-in-the-wall places that give the city so much flavor. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of books that fit the bill. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. This segment of the show is about one novel set in a convenience store in Tokyo and another in a Chinese restaurant in Washington, D.C., so it's named in honor of my favorite place to buy Asian groceries in Baltimore. Asia Food at 5244 York Road. I've been a loyal patron since I lived in Pennsylvania and had to drive an hour to get there. After reading our first book, Number One Chinese Restaurant by Lillian Lee, I pulled out my wok and headed straight to Asia Food. This novel is set in a D.C. area restaurant called The Duck House, inherited from his father by Jimmy Han. At the mouth of the hallway, a current of Duck House staff buffeted Jimmy along. Waiters blocked traffic to grab beer from the lower fridge. Busboys huddled against the main waiter station, pouring leftovers into paper cartons with hasty precision. Behind the stainless steel divider, flames whooshed up to embrace giant woks, each cook casually stir-frying as fire sprang, volcanic, from the deep, blackened burners. Jimmy has never been happy running his father's restaurant. He plans to close it down and move to a fancier venue in downtown D.C. with a view of the Potomac. To raise cash for this venture, he's hired a sexy real estate agent to sell the family mansion. Though not if his mother, a bitter old woman who still lives there, has anything to say about it. Then, the behind-the-scenes machinations of a powerful man called Uncle Pong result in a dramatic catastrophe. Swept up in it are two teenage members of the restaurant's extended family, Jimmy's niece and the son of his top waitress. Though nothing works out for any of the characters the way he or she wants it to, Lee's sense of the human comedy and of the aspirations burning in each human heart puts a philosophical spin on their losses. Our second book is the English-language debut of a young Japanese writer who, like her heroine, works in a convenience store. Here's the opening of Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata. A convenience store is a world of sounds. From the tinkle of the door chime to the voices of TV celebrities advertising new products over the in-store cable network, to the calls of the store workers, the beeps of the barcode scanner, the rustle of customers picking up items and putting them in baskets, and the clacking of heels walking around the store. It all blends into the convenience store sound that ceaselessly caresses my eardrums. Keiko Furuka loves her job. In fact, she started at the Smile Mart when she was 18, and now she's 36, and there's nowhere else she'd rather be. The time before I was reborn as a convenience store worker, she says, is somewhat unclear in my memory, but everyone thought I was a strange child. When she was in nursery school, she found a pretty blue bird, someone's pet, lying dead in a park. As all the other children wept and wailed, Keiko said, "Daddy likes yakitori, doesn't he? Let's grill it and have it for dinner." Despite her complete lack of normal emotions and responses, she's always trying to be more like other people, which is why she succumbs to the pressure to find a man and settle down. She finds him, of course, at the convenience store. But once she's married, they make her leave the job, and that's when the trouble starts.
The books are Number One Chinese Restaurant by Lillian Lee and Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.